Some people called him Louis Armstrong. His friends called him Pops. He called himself Louis Armstrong, and everyone called him Satchmo. In the early days of jazz, Armstrong was a legend, the best trumpet player on the planet. By the time bebop and Coltrane and Miles Davis came around, he was considered a one-man minstrel show, playing to keep smiles on the faces of white people. Terry Teachout's play, Satchmo at the Waldorf, directed by Gordon Edelstein, now at ACT's Geary Theater through February 7th, examines the life and career of Louis Armstrong, seen from the perspective of Armstrong, his manager Joe Glazer, and musician Miles Davis, all performed by one actor, John Douglas Thompson, Carrie Perloff, Autistic Director of ACT.
Well, John Douglas Thompson, whom John Lark calls the greatest classical actor in America, really is. This is one of the extraordinary American artists, and I've seen him do many, many plays, and I've been on my knees to him for many years to come to the Geary. So the day after Hurricane Sandy, when I knew he was doing this new play about Louis Armstrong at the Long Wharf in New Haven, I got on a train. It took 5 hours to get there. The train lines were down. There were floodings everywhere. I got there just at curtain time. I was blown away.
The scene is set in March 1971, backstage at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. Armstrong has finished his set. He's tired. He's old. He died 4 months later. And he looks back upon his complicated relationship with Glazer, a mobbed-up Jewish wheeler-dealer, with whom he stayed in business for almost 35 years, and about what it was like to be a black musician back in the day, and what it's like decades later when music and society seems to have passed him by. The play brilliantly looks back on the African-American experience from the 20s and 30s, when Armstrong would perform to a white audience and, if he was lucky, then to have dinner in the kitchen, all the way to the 60s, when a proud black man, like Miles Davis, would announce that he is no use for a shuffling old Uncle Tom like Louis Armstrong.
It's a very complicated look at being an artist, at artistic legacy, at competition, at feeling that you've been eclipsed by a newer kind of artist, at how you deal with business and a manager. It's funny. It's transformative.
All the elements of the play work together with split-second timing, the acting, the lighting, design, the set. And the result is a masterpiece of theater, entertaining and thought-provoking. And the first must-see show of 2016 in the Bay Area. Satchmo at the Waldorf by Terry Teachout, directed by Gordon Edelstein and starring John Douglas Thompson, plays at ACT's Geary Theater through February 7th. For more information, you can go to their website, act-sf.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.